All right. Hello. Well, look at that goddamn... Look at that damn thing, man. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let's plot that down. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3. That gets just jumped around a lot, man. Let's take a look at this music thing. See how the music thing sets up. That's good. All right, good. That's good. Okay, levels are good. Levels are good. Well, anyway, welcome to our pre-show here, folks, for our encore show for Tuesday, the 12th of January. And let me see what I'm going to try to do here today. I thought I'd go back just to last year again. That would be 2020, and see what was going on this time, because we were approaching the beginnings of the pandemic, weren't we? I'm always curious about history and how it. I'm always curious about how things looked before certain things happened. It's like to go back and look at us, look at how we were, look what was important to us. Here's January 30th. Tom Dafka from his bathtub gives Phil advice on letting people tell tasteless jokes after someone dies on Facebook. What the fuck is this? This ought to be interesting. Jesus Christ. Sponsor. Let's see, turn that down. Thank you very much. World famous Phil Embry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Yes, I'm General Kevin Shaw.
I'm Margaret Ray. Here is Phil Embry.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Wow, we came in with a power-packed... look at that, man.
And it's pretty noisy.
So, welcome.
Right, what's unusual about that?
Well, we're just getting all that... Look at all that modulation coming off of that thing, man. What did we do all of a sudden?
Might have bumped up the master or something. Looks like the modulation coming in at zero.
All right, Phil, do you have to do this? It bores the audience to tears.
All right, never mind.
Let's not talk technical stuff. Welcome to the program, folks, although I do want to just do one little thing.
Oh, you're setting a timer, is that it?
No, well, yeah. I mean, I like to see how long each of the shows goes. Don't disturb me because I'm...
I didn't disturb you.
Here it is. Boom. 40 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry, you just gave it away, folks. 40 minutes is the time limit Phil puts on all of the podcast.
No, it is not. That's where we are right now. That's not the whole... Why do you got to, you know...
Are you messing things up, General?
I'm not messing anything up. I think it's very fair for the audience to know the formatics, you know, exactly what we're going for.
All right, so
that's
that.
They don't have to know... the time, and they don't... It's a lot of stuff they don't need to know. Speaking of don't need to know and do need to know, so what do we got?
I got Tom Dafka.
What does that guy want?
Oh, Phil.
That's David G. Hall. One.
Tom Dafka. Phil, and he's in his bathtub this time, too.
I got so much shit I got to do the next 24 hours. Oh, my God.
I have a lot to do. I've got a lot to do.
And there's this really cool documentary on right now about the Philadelphia Flyers from the 70s. And the Montreal Canadiens. Oh, my God, man. Bob Gainey, there is without any teeth. That's great. Bob Gainey was a Montreal Canadian. I think this is a rivalry. This show is about a rivalry between the Sixers. Between the Flyers and the Montreal Canadiens. Interesting. 1957. Back when goalies didn't wear masks. can't even feature that, man. The goalies not wearing masks. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, welcome to our pre-show here for Wednesday. God damn it, man. So tomorrow I got to go back for one more round with the photographer. And I got to get some laundry fucking done, too.
So last year I was getting my pictures.
I was
going to
do Ars Gardner, but I just did Ars Gardner. And I think I did Ars Gardner last week, didn't I? Then I was thinking of a new character Rance Newland, who's a janitor. And he cleans everything up. Nothing disgusts him, but he just doesn't want to have anybody ask him for anything. If anybody asks him for something, he almost beats them to death. You know, that's his one weakness or whatever. And I thought, well, that's...
Rance Newland, what?
I can dig it, Phil. I like these cartoon heads.
And I also have to figure out this fucking audio. You know, obviously, I know it's hissy and shitty, the TriCaster
more
audio.
Because I need to have dignity, cartoon heads, so I got people, all right? Test.
Fucking. All right, here we go, man.
I'm Doc here. You're on Facebook. Too much time. It's Missouri. 49ers. 49ers. The Chiefs and the San Francisco football. This is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, look.
A fella coming up as a Super Bowl.
World famous Phil Embry Show. It's Ballroom Showdown 2020.
All right. I'm going to freeze it there because I'm figuring Ballroom Showdown. Did we do a Ballroom Showdown last year? We did. Little did we know it was coming. This is the end of January of last year, 2020. And the Super Bowl was played, I remember early February, went over to Don's house. Don had just had my best friend, Don Olander. He just had some surgery. Dan was there, his son, Don's wife, Pam. I think Dan's, not Dan. Dan's his brother. Joe was there, his son, and Joe's girlfriend. And we watched the Super Bowl. I split early because I had to go home for work. Yeah, I had to do something. Oh, it was wild. All right, so let's check it out, man. Let's check it out, you know. Let's see what's about.